We do start with events coming out of East London over the weekend at the Inyobeni Tavern. Police are now assisting local counterparts to find out exactly what happened to 21 teenagers who died at the tavern in East London. They were found dead at the tavern in Scenery Park in the early hours of Sunday morning. Their bodies were found strewn across tables, chairs. The photographs that have come out are just so, so disturbing about what happened. The exact cause of their deaths, not yet known. Police have called on the public not to speculate, but of course there has been plenty of speculation on social media. We've also been hearing now from survivors, from parents as well, about what exactly happened. So firstly, I want to play you a clip from a 17-year-old who was inside the tavern, who paints a picture of what exactly happened. Two of her friends died in her arms, and this clip is from True FM. Have a listen.
Upstairs, plus one question about the Kumu Puma, Ipansa Yavara Umiango, then could test that is a striker at a Gorilla one with tear gas.
Unuka e tear gas?
Yes, yes.
So Nifunu Puma
is a Kumu Puma and Banint.
Okay, and then
Kumu Puma Abaneva Fungin.
Okay, so it was a matter of Aquas control leg Abaneva Puma and Abarangi and I.
Yeah.
And then Kwaku tear gas?
Yes.
Nipini Pesu, look and says, Ants.
Ipsezantsi kalo sisuka upstairs and kukho abantu abazayo bawela phezukuthi from upstairs.
Yima ke i exit ne entrance iphi, upstairs okanye downstairs?
It downstairs
exit. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the tear gas comes on and of course with the tear gas on, clearly abantu
baya panic,
collapse.
Abantu bese kudala kube collapse because isifuthu bengakwazi nokwenzeka imoto.
It was too packed.
Yes. Okay. Estimate number
more than 300.
Space in a single.
Yeah.
That's the voice of a 17-year-old who was inside the Inyobeni Tavern speaking to True FM, speaking about how they wanted to leave. They couldn't. Tear gas was sprayed. They were downstairs. People were panicking. They were collapsing. It was too full. But as I say, the police are still investigating. Now, our reporter, Nhlanhla Mabaso, is in the Eastern Cape at the moment. He's in East London. He's been speaking to some of the parents of those who lost their lives. Have a listen to one of those parents, Kolile Malangeni, who spoke to Nhlanhla.
Namuzishile zonto zonke ngenxa nje yongakhathali, ngenxa nje yongakhathali kurhulumente wethu eMzantsi Afrika. Leyo into andisoze ndiphinde ndiyijike. Ukuba unemali ungumntu, because ukuba bekusetyenzwa abantwana bethu bebengakhange babe basulekele kule ndawo. Ngekungakhange ezinyala ngezingekho apha namhlanje, kuba bekupatrola kujikwe apha, kungenwe phaa, kuthiwe ixesha lovala, ixesha lovala. Ngeingakhange yenzeke lona. Nditsho kumasitishwa lapha, andifuni ixoka leyo into. Andoyiki ngabam abantwana, indoda ingondidubulela phaa endlini apha, andoyiki ngabam abantwana. That's why nomphathiswa eye wakhala kulaa ndawo kuba ubone abantwana 13 years, iintwana ezingaka eziqungquluze phaya. Ithini license yakho? Ithini into yakho? Selungena license unginoshibhini nje.
The voice there of Kolile Malangeni, one of the parents who lost a child in the tavern over the weekend, saying that his child died because the government doesn't care. And if the government was actually doing their jobs, patrolling, looking at closing times, this would never have happened. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter outside the tavern for us. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Firstly, what is the scene there at the moment? What is happening at the tavern, but also at the mortuary nearby?
Yeah, well, Mandy, the tavern has been cordoned off by police vehicles and also police tapes at the entrance and the gate. As we speak, Mandy, now there are officials from the municipality that are currently outside. Shortly, we had people from the Eastern Cape Liquor Board that just closed this place, this tavern, as the investigations continue as to what was the actual cause of the incident that we saw on Sunday morning. But we do know that, according to the events coordinator or the events manager here at Inyobeni, he says that at the time when the incident happened was when people were now rushing to leave the place. But they thought, mainly the people that were later identified, that seven of them, they were suspecting that they actually were sleeping or had passed out or were too drunk and lost their consciousness. But at the time, when they were actually, you know, checking the pulse, they actually realized that these people are no more. But currently now, at the mortuary, parents that are going there to, you know, identify their children, but also do whatever rituals that families do when they now know that they have to prepare for a funeral. As we spoke with Xolile here this morning, man, he also told us that he had recently bought his daughter things that she needed for the matric camp, as they are going to for the matric camp to study and prepare for final examinations. He says that he bought her those stuff and prepared that she goes to that camp prepared like other students, but this will no longer be happening because of her carelessness after having sneaked out. Mm. But he still blames it on government, saying that had government been working, then they would have been able to prevent such incidents from happening. They say that there has been even a petition signed by these community members complaining about the operations of this tavern and sure. the fact that when children are inside, they just let them be without actually checking their age.
And Klankler, the owner of the tavern where the teenagers died has apologized for the incident. He said that he's investigating along with the police. What is the status at the moment? Has he been arrested?
No, he has not. And also, the other intriguing part is that the Eastern Cape Liquor Board is only arriving now, and community members were brave enough to come out to say, finally, it had to take someone for you to finally come out. But also, it questions the owners' whereabouts, because at first he briefed the media yesterday, right here. Today, he sent his cheery wife, a very emotional wife who stood with the liquor board and signed on behalf of the husband that they can close this place while the investigations go. And she really mainly accepted the blame to say, as the Ndebo family, we do take the blame. But she says what usually happens is that when this place is packed, they usually have your teens dancing and partying outside. And she says that at times she does comply with the time, that it's just that people don't want to leave outside here. But according to community members, that's not the case, Mandy. Your age doesn't matter here at Nyobeni. If you want to buy, what's important is that you buy liquor so that the Ndebo family can make a living at the end of the day. But as it stands, police say they are investigating the actual cost, and I can confirm that this tavern has been shut down.
Nklankla, thank you very much. Nklankla Mabaso, EWN reporter, who's outside that tavern in East London at the moment, bringing us the scenes of what's happening there. Also making the point there about the Eastern Cape Liquor Board.